If you're still wondering why some designers charge $20,000 per project and you're at maybe $5,000, then you really need to look into who you serve and analyze the difference between high-paying projects and low-paying projects. I used to charge like $500 for the same type of project that my branding and design agency now charges at least $8,000. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. I'm Katie Sandel, a brand strategist, designer, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency. I teach brand, graphic, and web designers how to get more clients, increase their pricing, and build profitable design businesses in a simple and sustainable way. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, as well as our coaching and mastermind high-touch experience for creatives. You can find out more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But until then, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. Okay, let's start this by me saying that there is really no difference between a 10K visual identity or any kind of design project and a $1,000 visual identity or a design project. In today's episode, we are going to discuss how there is no difference and what the difference is, because there is something that's different, and looking just at the price tag, something is different, right? There are many designers who are able to charge, you know, $10,000, $20,000, even $50,000 for visual identity, maybe website, maybe, you know, like different types of designs, while you maybe are still trying to hit that 10K mark. So let's talk about it. We're really going to dive right into this topic and explore why the price tag varies so dramatically, despite the project appearing to be the same in terms of effort and time. I've been on both sides. I used to charge $65 for a logo design. My minimum now is $8,000. Of course, it's not just a logo design anymore, but still, it's, you know, like just thinking about it, that I used to charge like less than $100 when, you know, working with a client, to now knowing that every single client is going to pay me at least $8,000, like, it's mind blowing. So let's start by really looking into what a 10K visual identity project really is. So typically, when you're charging this premium rate, you're not just designing a logo, as mentioned, or a few graphics. You're crafting an entire visual identity system. And this includes like in-depth market research, competitor analysis, and really extensive client consultations. So when you hear someone charging five figures for, you know, visual identity project, usually that includes and starts with brand strategy. So brand strategy is a long-term plan for a brand success. Brand strategy includes everything from mission, vision, core values, competitor research, like really figuring out what that brand is all about. And then once you have that brand plan, so it's very similar to a business plan, but it's really a plan for a brand. Once you have that brand plan in hand, then you can translate that into visuals. And that is what the 10K price point is really for. It simply has more value to that brand, so to your client, than designing just a logo. And when I say just a logo, like, I don't mean that in an offensive way, or just say, or saying how you design, oh, it's just a logo, you know, like, I'm not talking about like Fiverr, Upwork, Canva, and all other things. I am saying that When you offer a logo design or visual identity only to your potential clients, they don't see the value in that. Yes, they need a logo because they're starting a business or they need to rebrand or whatever the case might be, but they need something bigger than that logo. So if you are telling them, oh, I'm going to provide the logo design, you're going to have three different rounds like of revisions and this and that, you'll be able to pick and choose the best logo for your business or whatever it is, you can't really stand out from the rest of the designers because everybody offers the same. But if you say that you offer visual identity that's based on the brand strategy and then explain what brand strategy is and how that's going to benefit their business, they're going to see the value in that. And we're going to talk more about like value and how you can educate your clients in like here in just a second. But basically, you have to provide more in order to charge more. And when I say that, I have to be very careful so that you don't take that as like five different logo design options, that's 5,000, but one logo design option, that's 1,000. No, I'm not talking about deliverables. I'm talking about the value. So that's what's usually included in a 10K visual identity or a 10K project. And I can give you different examples. Yeah, let me just give you a quick example. So let's say you offer website design, right? So why someone is able to charge $10,000 while someone else is charging maybe $5,000, or if we take even bigger gaps, like why some websites are $45,000 and some are $10,000, even though they are the same, they look the same, they function very similarly. And like, what is the difference, right? Well, first, the client, if you do value-based pricing, so value-based pricing is basically charging based on the value that you provide to a client. Then it depends on who the client is, how many people are going to be involved, the timeline, scope of work, and like so many different things. But besides that, even if the project is completely the same, the designer who is able to charge $45,000 for a website design is someone who understands the business side of being a designer and is someone who is going to talk about conversion rates, someone who is going to talk about helping their clients making more sales or getting more customers or, you know, like increasing revenue for that business. Versus someone who is charging like $5,000 to $10,000 for a website, they might be just talking about this is how many pages you get, this is what each section is going to contain, and things like that. So I feel like you can see the difference, right? But okay, so let's talk like on the flip side for the 10K visual identity. So on the flip side, a $1,000 visual identity project often involves a more straightforward approach. The client may have a clear vision of what they want, or they might be looking for a quick logo design without the additional layers of brand strategy. So this is the type of client that I used to attract when I was still charging, you know, like, I don't know, like $200, $500,000, like for a logo design. And these are people who really don't even need the brand strategy. And I know that sometimes as designers, we want to judge them and we want to say that every single business needs brand strategy and needs the meaning behind their visuals. But, and that's exactly what I thought. But then I met a guy who he's the owner of a food truck and he has like literally one location, like food truck company. And everybody in the neighborhood was going to his place for dinner, like all the time. He was so, so busy. He never even had a logo. I mean, he kind of had it. Like even now when I look, I think he still has watermark from Canva on top of his logo because it's something that he made by himself and he doesn't care. He really doesn't need the brand strategy. Like, yes, my suggestion would be for him to find a graphic designer, pay him $200 to $500 or whatever, just to fix that. But even that to him is really not necessary in order to grow the business or to make money selling food. You know, so, you know, we tend and we would like that every single business needs us, but that's really not a case. Unless he wants to open 10 more locations, he really wants to become a chain and things like that, then, you know, that's a different scale, different type of business. And, you know, something that should cost at least $10,000, because the value of that project is way bigger than when he has one location only. And if he was to make a mistake, he needs to rebrand after he had already opened 10 different locations. That cost would be way higher than now if he just needs to like change a logo, you know. So $1,000 logo or $1,000 project like visual identity might not require as much time spent on like research and revisions and like all that. So that's when it comes to like really comparing the two. And I know I talk a lot about like charging five figures because that's where my branding and design agency really is at this moment. And as mentioned, like our minimum is 8,000. But also since 2021, we haven't had a single client who paid us less than 12,500 or 14,500. Like I forgot, I had that information in front of me the other day. But, you know, those are all five figure clients. And we are like now working with different scale of like projects. And we always include the brand strategy. Now, one of the significant factors influencing the price difference is the client's, not just like expectations, but let's call it that way for now. So high paying clients who opt for the 10K project typically expect top-notch quality, which is something that you have to provide if you're going to charge that much. Like you can't just like go to Canva, design a logo and download it and send it to a client. Like that's just not it. Maybe you can do that if you're charging $100 for a logo, but for $10,000, like it has to be like customized solution and you have to have a deep understanding of their business. So the clients who are paying five figures, so 10K and up, they value your expertise and are willing to invest in like a full comprehensive branding experience. And that is what you have to provide. Now, as a designer, it's your responsibility to educate potential clients about the value of a 10K visual identity project. You are the one that needs to explain how it can set them apart in a competitor market, establish trust with their target audience, and ultimately lead to higher profitability. And this is something that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, that when clients are looking for a logo or visual identity or a website, what they're really looking for is they're looking for help so that they can sell more products, get more customers, or get more clients. Like that's it. That's their goal. Their goal is not to have a website. Their goal is not to have a visual identity. Their goal is higher than that. And that is something that we have to talk about. And not many designers talk about it. Many designers get stuck into, oh, I'm going to provide a logo design and three rounds of revisions and, you know, four different logos that you can choose from and whatnot. And I was there too. Now with our five-figure clients, we provide one concept. And we have that one concept approach where we talk to the client, we go through the brand strategy, and then based on the brand strategy, we know exactly what we need to design, and we provide one logo only. And most of the time, there are no revisions. It's one logo, one set of colors. Like sometimes, you know, we would be like, okay, well, how about like a little bit darker green because of the tiles in our restaurant or, you know, things like that. But those are like minor changes compared to what I used to do in the past. Like it was crazy. I even used to offer like eight different logo designs and then people would like pick and choose. They'll be like, oh, I like this icon. I like this font. I like this line. And then it looks like a circus. It was so bad. And I wasn't able to position myself as an expert because I let my client think and feel like he's the expert. Like he's my boss. And that's not, you know, that's not how you position yourself as an expert. So, when talking with 10K clients or 10K potential clients, like you really have to explain the value behind that price. And you have to emphasize that you're not just designing graphics, like you're not just a random person who knows how to use Adobe Illustrator or Photoshop and so on, but you're really shaping their brand's identity and long-term success for the future. Now, how do you attract high-paying clients willing to invest in a 10K project? Well, let's talk about it. It starts with positioning yourself as an expert in your field. How do you do that? Well, there are many different ways that you can position your business as the best possible option for your ideal client. But one of the options is by specializing in an industry, so having a niche. So instead of saying, oh, I'm a graphic designer that works with, small to medium-sized businesses, because that can be like everyone and anyone, you would say something like, I am a visual identity designer or brand designer for, and then you would use the industry. And that can be for healthcare providers, or that can be for the music industry or whatever it is. And that already sets you apart and it helps you with positioning and trust. And that is what builds like that credibility and trust with potential clients. Now, I know that many designers like to stay a little bit more like broad and they're afraid of niching down. But really, ever since I niched down, my business like grew, I don't know, I would even say, like I want to say 100%, but it grew more than that. Like I swear that was like the most important component of my business. And it is something that I swear by, because when you are a graphic designer or web designer or logo designer, it's very hard to explain to clients why you should charge $10,000. It's like, I always give this example, but like when you are sick, like something's off, right? Like when you go to a doctor, when you go to a generalist, you know that they're paid well and you expect to pay one price. But when you're going to a specialist, you know that you are going to pay way more, right? Because this doctor was a generalist. And even though he has a lot of knowledge and he can probably solve your problem, you know that a specialist is going to help you solve the problem quicker, faster. And maybe if that's not a case, you still trust a specialist way more than a generalist, right? So that's, it's very important to know exactly who your target audience is and who you want to work with. Now, inside the Wealthy Client Blueprint, which is a blueprint that I created, and you can find the URL somewhere around this podcast episode, I help you attract high-paying clients with my sustainable four-step process. And inside the Wealthy Client Blueprint, I teach you how to identify your high-value dream clients, how to understand five-figure clients' needs, like what exactly they need, where to find high-ticket clients. And this is something that a lot of designers struggle with. Like maybe they even know, like maybe you even know who you want to work with, but you have no idea if they're on LinkedIn or they're on Instagram, or you should go to networking events, like where exactly they hang out. And then we also have like fourth workshop, which is how to get better clients. So maybe you're getting some kind of clients right now. Maybe you're getting like really good clients, but how do you get like better clients? Like maybe 20K clients. And it's all structured where you have video presentations, you get lifetime access, it's easy to follow, it's step by step. And it will really help you learn how to identify your ideal high-paying design client, understand their unique needs, discover where to find them, and master the art of really securing lucrative creative projects. And this is my invitation for you to join me, because I know how it is, like how frustrating it is when you're simply not getting the clients that you want. Yeah, join me. It's called the Wealthy Client Blueprint. You can join it anytime. It's play and pause. It's just $27. And you can find it on aventiveacademy.com/wealthy-client. Okay, besides that, when attracting high-paying clients, you really have to showcase your portfolio. Like you have to share case studies. So not just portfolio where you randomly add all the designs you have ever designed, but really case studies where you're walking people from point A to point B. So you're walking them through the steps of like where they are at the moment to where they want to be. And the way you can do that is by showcasing your previous work, your previous clients, or even conceptual projects. So conceptual projects are basically like fake projects, like imaginary clients, and then you design everything. And I want you to put descriptions next to each case study. So basically, this project was for this company. This is what we worked on. This is how we came up with colors, with logo, with this and that. And that is going to really help you like build that trust, because people have to trust a designer before they hire them, especially if they're going to pay you five figures, so like 10K and up. You also want to leverage like social media proof to build credibility and trust, like get testimonials, reviews, and networking, word of mouth recommendations, and so on. And again, like I talk a lot more about all these topics inside the Wealthy Client Blueprint. Now, I already mentioned like the niching down. Consider niching down in your design business, like really focusing on a specific industry or, you know, a niche can help you become a go-to expert in that area. And by focusing on one type of client, it doesn't mean that you're excluding the rest. It just means that you're intentional about who you want to work with. And these high-paying clients often seek specialists who understand their unique needs and challenges. So someone who is starting a beauty business would rather work with a graphic designer who specializes in working with beauty businesses only versus a graphic designer. So, you know, just think about it. Now, when pricing your services, focus on the value you provide rather than just the price or the deliverables, which is like exactly what we talked about. Like, explain how your comprehensive approach can lead to a more impactful and profitable brand for your clients. Like, high quality visuals can make a significant difference in how a business is perceived, but it's really not just about the visuals, but about the brand strategy that I mentioned at the beginning. So basically, the difference between a $10,000 visual identity project and a $1,000 one goes beyond the design itself. It's about the level of service, client expectations, and the long-term impact on their business. So it's about the value that you provide. And as mentioned, usually a 10K project would include more, like more value, not deliverables, than a cheaper project. And as a graphic brand or web design business owner, the choice is yours to make who you want to serve, what you want to provide, who you want to work with. You know, just like remember that you have the power to attract high paying clients by showcasing your expertise and the value you bring to the table. And ultimately, it's about finding the clients who appreciate your worth and are willing to invest in their brand success. And now, for the end of this episode, I also want to add something that might be confusing, but sometimes some designers can charge $10,000 for just a logo design without more value than that, because they previously already charged $15,000 for brand strategy and the project of this visual identity, which is brand strategy and visual identity, is actually $25K. But that all is because those designers are most of the time already agencies. So those are not just like a freelance solo designers, and they have a team of designers who are going to work on that project, and they're able to land high paying clients, like really higher paying clients. I always give this example, but Formula One paid $1 million for their rebrand. And of course, they didn't hire one freelance designer to work on their logo and colors and fonts and whatever brand strategy they had it. Like, I don't know, I wasn't involved, right? But I'm sure that they worked on a lot of brand strategy and figuring out what exactly is going to work for them. Because if Formula One is to make a mistake, that mistake would cost them a lot more when, you know, they would already like print everything and have the new logo like all over. And then if they had to rebrand again, so they're not going to take a risk. And they paid $1 million. They found an agency and they had a lot of people working on their brand for over a year. So, you know, it just like, again, depends on who you want to work with, how you want to structure your offer, and how you're going to get those high paying clients. But it's really on you to figure it all out. And if you need help, I invite you to join us inside the Wealthy Client Blueprint. Again, the link is somewhere around this episode. And it's on eventivacademy.com/wealthy-client. Oh, and one more thing. Why I said at the beginning of this episode that there is really no difference. There really is no difference when charging $1,000 or $10,000 when it comes to designs itself. It's still a logo design. It's still typography. It's still colors. It, again, just depends on who you work with and what else is included. Okay, I hope that you found these insights valuable. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Aventive Academy. Thank you for joining us today on The Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your graphic brand or web portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about it and get started, visit eventivacademy.com. See you next time.